I came from Canada to Scotland, partly because I wanted to see the land of my grandparents, and partly because I'd been told it was a wonderful place to have a holiday. When I caught my first glimpse of the Clyde, I knew I'd made no mistake. And I wasn't the only one.
That came from Sutherland, a shore at Brora, got a slice like that and I cut it and just polished it. Polish is quite easy.
The holes are beautiful.
You can have
it's
that.
Incredible.
You can have that.
Really?
Aye.
Oh, that's so nice of you.
Nobody's gonna.
Let me give you something for it.
No. No.
Thank you, it's beautiful.
No.
It's really beautiful.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
So there's a guy that comes in every Saturday and has a full breakfast with two eggs. And he's very quiet and keeps himself to himself. He's friends with these other stallholders who also come in and are always trying to set him up with one of the members of staff that are here.
Is that what they do?
Yeah, they were in this morning and were saying, all right, so it's you that he's after now. Previously been Laura, and then it was Emma Claire. He brought the guy in question brought in some chocolates for Emma Claire at Christmas.
No.
Yep. And then when 1 week when she wasn't here and Fiona was in instead, he was asking me where Emma Claire was and if she would be back next week. But then apparently today I've just been informed that actually his affections have moved on to me.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Was dance halls, and Margaret saw this as possibly something that she could get into and make some money, and she did, and she built a dance hall on the Gallowgate, and she called it Barrowland, which was very appropriate given Margaret's line of work in hiring barrows out to the street traders of the Calton. The Barrowland ballroom was an enormous success, and it was a premier place in Glasgow. Glasgow has always been a city that followed American trends. We love department stores, we love cinema, and we love dance halls. And Margaret's Barrowland was a successful venue on the Glasgow dancing scene. In the 1950s, the Barrowland burnt to the ground, and Margaret, not to be deterred, then went about building a newer, bigger, swankier dance hall. So she built what is the present structure we have today on Gallowgate, and that is the Barrowland Ballroom. And it opened on Christmas Eve in 1958. And it continued to be an enormous success in terms of Glasgow dance life and Glasgow social life. Many, many young courting couples would meet at the Barrowland. Some would go on to marry, others would be happy with the proverbial.
It's a sign of the times. I believe everything's fast, everyone's visa, everyone's bought online, you don't need to come out and do this. Whereas nowadays, it's just a sign of the times, it's a sign of like how quick the world's became.
Yeah.
We're coming down here and browsing and looking. You can go online and shop.
Yeah.
You don't need to leave the house.
Yeah.
Unless you're into specific stuff. And it's changed in a bad way, but that's just, I think, the sign of the whole world. So,
what do you think's been lost?
Character, people, you know, care, community, love, compassion, tolerance, fun, happiness, life. It's all been lost. It's became a, you know, still a small community for a small amount of people, but everyone's been lost. With life taking over and the fastness of life and all the stuff, you know? Unfortunately, that's the sign of times. I see it in every city you go to, really, you know, nowadays. You know, Venice, Paris, Milan, wherever you go.
Yeah.
Depending on what policies they have, incentivizing. Time we see government. And the first shot I got was round the corner here, which was an old garage, sales of cars, which was dilapidated. And we opened that up as a TV shop, spares and sales. And the next door was a small hardware shop selling sugar soap, which people do not use nowadays. And they wasn't making money. I said to him, open a small takeaway. I says, there's no competition up here. But he didn't bother, he was too busy in the pub. So I bought him out and we opened a small takeaway in that shop, you know. And it prospered, and eventually I found the shop in the corner was going. So after this shop, and I took that over, and we opened up the two shops around the corner called the Rumbling Tum into a restaurant and takeaway. And had it for 27 years and sold it 8 or 9 years ago. It was time to get out of that, because the bar's business time was declining, and I've still got a television shop. But as I say, I started with nothing, and I've still got nothing. But at the end of the day, I've made a life for myself, you know. I've travelled the world with the money I made here, you know, so I've seen all around the world, so I'm quite happy at that, you know. I've got a house, happily married, and that's it. But at the end of the day, it's there if you want to work hard. You can't just come in and make money. You've got to do a 14 to 16 hour shift.
Now western winds and slaughtering guns bring autumn.
As you can hear, he sings with a squinting accent, doesn't he?
Lure cock springs on green wings, man's woman, heaven.
Freedom.
Now women drink wines on the plain. The lights the weary farmer. The moon shines bright when I roll the lights to muse upon my charmer. Partridge loves the fricot bells.
It's a good example of Scottish.
The woodcock haunts the lonely bells. So
thank you. The ABC is Miss Action Barra's Calton is a consortium, a steering group of different members, which include local businesses and folk who are really keen. So you've got organisations such as the Barra's Trust, you have local business owners, so Rock DCM and Nori, who own Bad, the owners, the proprietors who own the church, have all kind of came together to say, well, we've got a vested interest in the area and we want to kind of improve the space, the physical look of it, as well as the Calton community. You've got residents who just live there and they say, well, we're keen to see something happen in the area. We're fed up of where area been run down, and it's always advertising the papers for the bootleg stuff that happens and then probably in any market across the UK, but it's maybe a bit more prominent maybe within the Barra's more recent years. So whether that's CDs or tobacco, DVDs, whatever it may be, that's the first thing you maybe associate with the Barra's now, rather than actually some of the great stuff and little gems and that you can still find down there. So yeah, I think it was that coming together of that group to say we all want to make things happen and try and improve the area, so the physical look, as well as some business opportunities for students, social enterprises, individuals who want to maybe want to think about actually, well, I could actually be down here and making some money and offering up some new things to the area that maybe wouldn't have been there over the last few years. So yeah, that's the thinking behind it, but not necessarily the end of it. It's only the start, so there's still a lot more work to do in terms of that whole regeneration and bringing it back into life. So it's been baby steps, but been welcome baby steps, because I think the community and the businesses are dead keen to try and make that happen.
It's a right shrine. Jerusalem.
Oh, you see the recruit in the store and the star.
Aye.
And see the hammer? See the hammer at the top?
Yeah.
See the hammer?
Mm-hmm.
It's a gavel.
Mm-hmm.
But it's 9-carat gold. I bought that today. And a thistle as well. See the thistle?
How much would you sell something like that for?
It's not the easiest thing to sell. But going to scrap value, I've no weighed it, but roughly it's worth about at least £100.
I would scrap it.
Aye, well, I think that's what's going to happen with it, because
scrap it.
It's been presented to somebody, and it's all engraved, and it's no, as I say, it's going to be a hard seller. The box, the box is going in the net for a tenner. So see the box, I know, and that was weight as well. That wee doon's 50 years. So I paid 25 for it.
You're a crook.
No, I'm no.
Aye,
I'm standing here freezing my balls off.
You'll need to ding me that. That's terrible.
Yeah.
I just say balls.
Aye.
B-A. As I say, the thing is, it's my mum and John. I don't know if you met John the other day. They're about the oldest ones. They've been here for like 30 years, and it's just deteriorating. There's no sort of new people coming in. And I had a car wash business a couple of years ago, and it just was getting hard. So I came in here just to do something in between. And I saw it sort of going to my blood. And I saw I was outside doing a stall, and I noticed, I think there was an opportunity to sort of try and build it back up. So the person who owned it was getting a bit fed up and downhearted. So I took over from her. Do you know what I mean? And as I say, there was only 4 people. You know, 7 months ago, this place was empty, and now there's like 18 people in it in 7 months. So someone's got to start somewhere, but it needs young people to come in. Do you know what I mean? But we get a lot of people for the art and things like that to come down and see. You know, and that's what we're trying to do, is build it up, because people are going, the Barra's is finished. So it's only because people only want to, you know, get a go. You know, and I think people have got to get the energy. I know everything's no great. There's other places, because people go in, there's always all these other markets. But the Barra's is unique. It's the oldest market in the world. Do you know what I mean? And nobody takes that on board. It could be a cracking market if, you know, more people get into it and, you know, and get that energy. It's got to start somewhere, you know. So obviously we've started on this street, and hopefully by next year we're going to try and work our way down to the bottom of the street, and hopefully people in that area will think, well, maybe we'll put stalls out and try it. But this is the whole thing about the Barra's. It's just different characters and people. It's no like, if you go into Marks and Spencers and things like that, you know, you've got people who don't really want to be there, but they're there to earn. People want to be here, and they love it, and so you could see it, you know, the sort of passion, and they'll carry on with you, and you'll have a laugh. You don't get that, you know, and people can bring in their dogs, and children can run about, you know, and no one bothers, and that's the whole thing about the Barrows, which is very unique, and no one gets, you know, but once people are here, they get it.